Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Busy show lined up for you here this morning. We'll talk with some guests from Fort Riley. We've got also some guests from Manhattan Housing Authority. Good program lined up here. The subject matters here today for Fort Riley. We'll be talking about a Hiring Our Heroes Career Summit and also more on the Big Red 1 year of Family Dimensions of Strength. That'll be coming up in segment number two. But we're going to start with the Hiring Our Heroes Career Summit. And a familiar voice that you may recognize, Alice Massimi, Director of Strategic Communications, Hiring Our Heroes U.S. Chamber Foundation. Alice, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing well. This is a different endeavor than from the last time we spoke with you here.
Yeah, so my previous life, I was the PIO for Riley County, so joined you to discuss a lot about COVID. So I'm happy that we're talking about something positive today.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a neat event that's going on here in just a couple weeks, March 24th. I guess that would be 2 weeks from today at Riley's Conference Center. Fort Riley's hosting the Hiring Our Heroes Career Summit, co-sponsored by the U.S. Chamber Foundation. Tell us a little bit more about this, Alice. What is Hiring Our Heroes?
So Hiring Our Heroes, we are under the umbrella of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is the largest business organization in the world. We are part of their foundation. We were started in 2011 as a nationwide grassroots effort to help veterans, transitioning service members, and military spouses find meaningful employment opportunities. In 2011, there was a real high rate of unemployment among veterans. And thankfully, through hard work through HOH and other organizations, we've been able to drastically lower that. Now we're also encompassing military spouses and veterans into that mission.
All right, that's great. And what does the U.S. Chamber Foundation do, and why put on one of these career summits aimed at the military?
So we do a variety of things. So our goal is, again, to connect transitioning service members, veterans, military spouses, caregivers to meaningful employment. So we're trying to set them up with a career, not just with a job so that they have something to do, but with something that's, you know, meaningful employment to them. So we partner with some of the largest businesses in the world to provide a pipeline of talent, working closely with the HR managers at Amazon, at Toyota, at CarMax, at Microsoft, who are looking for great candidates, and we're able to help them provide these great candidates. So we have a variety of programs. We have these career summits like we'll be having at Fort Riley in 2 weeks. We also have virtual career summits, which we shifted to during COVID, and we're keeping around because people enjoy those. We also have a fellowship program, which is very similar to internships. That's done through the DoD SkillBridge program. So transitioning service members are pretty much able to do an internship while still in the service. And often they get offered a job with their host company. And right now our fellowships for transitioning service members, the average salary is $106,000 that they're coming out with. So we're not talking about, you know, minimum wage positions. We are setting these members of the military community up for success. And then the final aspect, I mean, there's lots of different programs, but we have a military spouse program. So we work specifically with military spouses throughout the nation, helping them find career opportunities that work with their schedule, also helping to empower them to maybe re-enter the workforce. You know, a lot of times it's the spouses that end up at home raising the kids and kind of handling, you know, juggling everything while the service member is deployed or training. So, you know, sometimes they're hesitant to re-enter that workforce after being out for 10 or so years. So we work closely with them to update their resume, interview, prep, just, you know, job boards. So it's very multifaceted. I would encourage everybody to go to hiringourheroes.org for more information.
All right. Sounds good. And if I remember right, last couple of years during the pandemic, this went virtual. So it's nice that you have that in-person aspect back to it again.
Yes, I think everybody likes that, right? You get to actually shake somebody's hand and see somebody in person. So, and we're excited to be back at Fort Riley this year.
Yeah. So as far as you think of this kind of being like a job fair, but what kind of makes it different from a traditional job fair, would you say?
I think what makes it different is that the morning is more... is more, I don't want to say instructional, but educational. So we will have somebody from Indeed there talking about how to build your resume and job opportunities. We'll have somebody from LinkedIn offering guidance on networking and how important that is. We'll be working on interview prep. We'll be talking about benefits and compensation. And so that's the morning. And then in the afternoon, it will be like your similar to your standard job fair. You know, there will be employers. We'll have more than 50 employers there who are ready to hire and want to hire people. And so, you know, come prepared, come ready. We'll have everybody from First Command, Toyota, Kiewit, CarMax, Amazon, Spectrum, Troops to Transportation. We'll have the Mears Group. We'll have local employers too, that'll be looking to hire.
All right. So important to get those as well. And again, we mentioned it's Thursday, March 24th, so 2 weeks from today at Riley's Conference Center. What's kind of this things you need to do ahead of time? Is there anything you need to do beforehand?
So we do ask people to register ahead of time. And of course, you can walk in the morning of, that's fine. We are not going to turn anybody away ever. But by registering beforehand, you kind of get into that Hiring Our Heroes pipeline. So you will have support before the event, during the event, and after the event. And by support, we have career connectors, which is something that we started up during COVID. And it's kind of, you know, one-on-one assistance of helping you through this career process, especially if you're transitioning out of the military, right? Like it's, you know, if you've been in the military for 20 years, it's a different world out there. And so these career connectors can connect you to the resources you need. You know, if you need your resume worked on, we can connect you to other nonprofits that can help you work on your resume. If you need help with LinkedIn and how to take a good picture and how to set up your profile correctly, we can connect you with somebody to do that. If we think you'll be a good fit for our fellowship program, we can connect you to that. So we would encourage people to go to hiringourheroes.org and register for the event. But again, if you don't register, you're still more than welcome to attend.
Okay, very good. You talked about some of the employers that'll be there. I know you usually have a lot of schools that come to these things as well. Do you have any, can you list off a few of those for us?
So we actually do not have any educational institutions at this one. So this one is just going to be employers. You know, I believe the latest job numbers, there's over 12 million open positions nationwide right now. And so, you know, employers are chomping at the bit right now to hire people. So we're going to be focusing on the employer needs right now.
Okay. As far as data, I don't know if you have data on how successful most military members are in transitioning to civilian careers.
So I don't have data overall. I can say that we have a lot of data on our fellowship. And so those that go through our corporate fellowship program, it's an 83% offer rate. So 83% of the individuals that go into this 12-week fellowship program, which is like an internship, get offered a position at the end. And again, we're talking an average salary of $106,000. So, you know, it's an amazing opportunity. And all of these services at Hiring Our Heroes are free. So there's no reason not to take advantage of them. And there's no reason to, you know, come out of the military without some job opportunities, because they're there. And these employers want to hire members of the military community because they know just how experienced they are and what, you know, great employers they make.
Absolutely. And great opportunities. You mentioned, you talked about this already, but spouses who maybe aren't working, what a great opportunity here, especially if you want to build your income and maybe have a two-income family here, some possible great opportunities that'll be available.
Yeah, and I would add too, Brandon, that there's also remote opportunities. So I know that's something that a lot of spouses look for because, you know, that they want to work, but they still have the kids at home, or, you know, they want to work, but they're still the one that has to, you know, be running to all the doctor's appointments. As an active duty spouse of a service member who's stationed at Fort Riley, you know, I totally get that. There are a number of opportunities that will also be available at this career fair for spouses that are looking for that remote or a flexible schedule. So I would encourage, and it's all levels, you know, so we've got entry level to management level opportunities. So I would encourage everybody to attend. And I would especially encourage those military spouses to attend. The unemployment rate among military spouses is I'm going to get this number wrong, but I believe it's in the 20s percent of military spouses are unemployed, and that's super high. So we're really focusing our efforts on 2022 on trying to decrease that. So I'm happy to answer any questions any military spouses might have at Fort Riley, since I'm on Fort Riley. Happy to talk to anybody that might have questions about the event or how hiring our heroes can help them.
Okay. Again, we mentioned it's March 24th. What time does that get started, and how long does it go till?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I don't know if it starts at 8 or 9, and it goes till 4 or 5. I know I should have that information at my fingertips, but I apologize. I do not.
Okay.
But if they go to hiringourheroes.org to register, all that information will be located there. And the morning is when we'll be doing all of the sessions and the panels. And then the afternoon, I believe at 1 o'clock, is when the career summit itself, like the job fair, begins.
Okay. Yeah. I just found it here. So doors open at 8.
Oh, good. Okay. So, there we go.
Okay.
I thought it was 8, but I didn't want everybody to show, I didn't want people to show up an hour early and then they'll be like, but the lady on the radio said.
Yeah. No, I don't give misinformation. I understand.
Well, I don't want angry mobs.
Yeah. Well, Alice, good stuff. And anything else you want to highlight before we get to the next one?
No, not at all. We appreciate this opportunity. And again, if people have any questions, feel free to reach out to Hiring Our Heroes. We're on, you can either email us through the website or, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all over the place. And we'll do our best to answer your questions.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
Appreciate that. Alice Massimi here, Director of Strategic Communications for Hiring Our Heroes, U.S. Chamber Foundation, joining us on In Focus. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about the Big Red One Year of Family Dimensions of Strength. Sergeant Major Stephanie Rodriguez joins us next.